Praise the Lord, everybody. We're so glad you all are here today. Amen. Going to have an awesome word from our pastor today. Looking so forward to that. Hallelujah. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. A lot of good things in there. What revival's coming up. And there's some flyers on the back. I think there's three or four left. But if there's not any and you want one, let me know and I'll get you one printed. And see what else is going on. Martha is doing another Bible study in October, The Importance for Today's Church. And next Sunday, we're going to be taking up an offering for the pastors of the AEGA that have churches in Texas. And so we're going to be taking up an offering next Sunday for them to bless them. And today is National Day of Prayer for Texas and Louisiana. So throughout the day, when you think about the people there and all that's going on, just lift those places and those people up to God today. Amen. I was praying about a lot of things yesterday, thinking about a lot of things that's been going on, and the hurricanes and the fires and the riots, and I'm like, oh my, such chaos, and out of chaos comes confusion if you allow it. And I began to say, you know, God, if you were just here visibly today, Jesus, if you were just here visibly, what would you have to say about the situation? And very plainly, I heard him say, I would just say, peace, be still. Am I not still God? Amen. Because when you're going through something in life and it causes it seems like chaos, if you allow it, it will cause confusion. And when there's confusion, there's every evil work. So if you're going through anything today in situations, just say, peace. You know, I thought of the story in Mark where Jesus said, come on, let's go to the other side. It's time to go to the other side. And in the midst from there to where they were going, it came up a storm. Now, the disciples that were with him were fishermen. They were familiar with the sea. They were familiar with storms. But this was a storm like they had never been through before. And, you know, sometimes in life we go through things that we've never been there before. Amen. Sometimes it takes us by surprise. And so they said, you know, Jesus is back there being calm and asleep. And so they wouldn't woke him up and said, hey, you know, don't you care about what we're going through? And sometimes we go through things in life, we get to that place where it's like, Jesus, what on earth is going on? Don't you care of what I'm going through? But this was a storm of all storms that they had never been through before. And so Jesus gets up and he just says, peace be still. In one translation, it says, he tells the sea to, got it wrote down somewhere, he says, quiet, be still. You know? So that's what we need to do with the storms in our life. We just need to speak to it. I may be having to go through this at this time, but I will come out on the other side. And the one thing the enemy wants to whisper in your ear is that God has forsaken you or you don't have enough faith. But those are lies of the enemy that causes confusion. So when you're going through something in life, just stand to it and just say, peace be still. And I've been a Christian long enough to know in my relationship with God, if I'm going to have to go through it and I don't get instant deliverance from it, I'm going to learn something from it. And, you know, when you go through the storms in your life, look at it and say, what am I learning from this? You know, what am I learning from this? And it's not something that Jesus caused that's tried to teach you anything. It's the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I get righteously angry if there is such a thing when people try to blame stuff on God. Because the Bible says the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he does it to steal your dreams, to steal your vision, to steal your health, to steal your wealth, to steal your children. But I've come to tell somebody this morning that the devil is a liar. And God is a good God, and he's trying to give his blessings to you, and the kingdom of God lives in you. And the greatest thing that we go through is unbelief. Because everything that has already been given to us in Christ Jesus, amen. So if you're going through something this morning, just stand and say, peace be still. If your children are acting stupid, just say, peace be still. I've done got the word on the situation. Amen. And I heard the Lord say, there's a safe place in me, a place that I will bring comfort to you in the times of distress. As you look out from where you are and at times say, God, where are you in the midst of all this confusion? Know of a surety, I'm not the author of confusion. And as you speak my word, I will bring peace and understanding. Worship me in the now. Don't allow what is going on to be your present truth. Don't allow what's going on in your life to be your present truth. For truth can only be found in my word. Search my word, for it is through my word, the truth, you will understand my nature. If you want to know who God is and how he acts in situations, get into the word, because you will find out how he operates. You will find out that who he is and what his nature is. Woo! Glory. Search my word, for it is through my word, the truth, you will understand my nature. I'm not out to get you. I'm not angry at you, but I'm here to restore you, to bring hope, to bring healing, and to bring complete restoration to everything the enemy has stolen. So rest in my grace, that it is sufficient for you in every situation. Know that it's truth that will set you free. And my word is truth. Hallelujah. Just stand to your feet this morning and lift your hands. Whatever has happened this week, whatever has happened this morning, things that you may happen next week, I just want you to put it in your hands this morning and say, there's nothing I can do about it, so there's no sense in me sitting and worrying about it. God is in control. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for that, that you are not the author of confusion. And we just speak to the chaos that's in the world that's bringing confusion. We just speak to that to settle down, to pipe down. We speak peace to it in the name of Jesus. And I speak God's blessings over you today. Amen.
I want to give you another scripture to go along with that. It's Psalm 46. We do this, we say this verse, and we just kind of get quiet. When it says, be still and know that I am God, it's the same word when Jesus said, peace, be still and know I'm God, doesn't mean just to get quiet. It means all these distractions need to stop. And that when he said, peace, be still, when Jesus said that, literally what happened was to those waves, they were just immediately smacked down. I mean, it was just like all of a sudden they ran into a wall and just stopped, because the master said, peace, be still. And when you speak peace, you're saying to the things that in your life, okay, stop, know that I am God. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, this is our crew this morning. We have even got a volunteer up here that I asked. She didn't willingly volunteer, because we're going to go back a little bit in time. And we're going to sing some songs that some of you, I know Sherry cut her teeth on. Where is Sherry? And everybody's on vacation up here, which is fine. They've gone north, south, east, and west. But that's okay, because when they come back, then we can leave, or we can, they'll be so refreshed and so anointed. Ricardo and Miriam and Mackenzie and Matthew and Jerry and his family and Brad and all of them. And God's going to take care of them today. But you know, while they're gone, we're going to praise the Lord, and we're going to go back a little bit in time and sing some songs that we did. And if you don't know them at first, just hang around. You'll probably hear them again. Right, Bob? And this was, I can see Richard Pierce doing this song right now. You're the joy of my salvation, yes you are. You're the joy of my salvation, yes you are. You wake me up in the morning and set my feet a-going. You're the joy of my salvation. Now sing it again. You're the joy of my salvation, yes you are. You're the joy of my salvation, yes you are. You wake me up in the morning and set my feet a-going. You're the joy of my salvation, yes you. Now what do you do? You fill me with your spirit, and now I speak in tongues and praise you all the day. Well now, my brother, you should hear what he whispers in my ear. It makes me shout and say, you're the joy of my salvation, yes you are. You're the joy of my salvation, yes you are. You wake me up in the morning and set my feet a-going. You're the joy of my salvation. Now do that bridge again. What? You fill me with your spirit, and now I speak in tongues and praise you all the day. Well now, my brother, you should hear what he whispers in my ear. It makes me shout and say, you're the joy of my salvation, yes you are. You're the joy of my salvation, yes you are. You wake me up in the morning and set my feet a-going. You're the joy of my salvation, yes you are. Amen. I tell you what, we did that song when there was a time that, hey, you know what, if we wanted to talk in tongues, we talked in tongues. Guess what I do today? I still talk in tongues. Glory to God. But now there's some churches, they go, oh, no, wait a minute. Let's not get too fanatic. Don't baptized in the Holy Spirit. Hey, I talk in tongues, okay? Amen. And he sets my feet going every day. All right, are you ready, Bob? Now, I'll tell you a little bit about this song. Years and years ago, Jerry and I were traveling, decades ago, we were traveling down south with Norval Hayes. This was before you all, this church ever came into existence, although it was already had been prophesied through Fred Price over me. It just hadn't come into existence yet. And we went to this college, a Christian college down there in Pensacola, with Norval Hayes, and all I had was my 12-string guitar, and we sang our little songs we wrote, you know, and all these other people were doing all these fantastic things. But we went to the Saturday morning service, and the president of the college said, "Where's that girl with the guitar?" And I'm going, he said, "Come here." And I'm going, oh, boy, I mean, it's full. He says, "Now, we're going to sing a song." He said, "You got a lot of movement in you." And I'm going, wonder how he found that out. Anyway, he said, "We're going to dance and we're going to sing this song together." I'm going, okay. And this is what we did. And this was before we got her. "Miriam, get your timbrel out and sing and shout and dance about. Exhort the men to shout the victory. Miriam, get your timbrel out and sing and shout and dance about and have the women dance." Now, let me stop just a minute. Let me finish my story before we do the song. You see, God had spoken to our hearts and said we were going to get a little girl. And I had her name picked out, Miriam Israel. Well, when we got up there that day and he started singing that song, the Lord said, "She's coming." See what God does? All right. Do y'all remember this one? It's a new one, but it's quick and easy. You ready? "Miriam, get your timbrel out and sing and shout and dance about. Exhort the men to shout the victory. Miriam, get your timbrel out and sing and shout and dance about and have the women dance the victory. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory." Now get ready. "The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and rider thrown into the sea." Remember that word? "I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed glorious, the horse and rider thrown into the sea." And then Miriam said, "The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now..." Come on now. "The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." Come on now. "I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." You know, the Lord showed me one day, Miriam was 90 years old when she did that. I said, "God, you got to be kidding." I said, "Lord, when am I done up here?" He said, "Well, Miriam was 90. I said, "Oh, well, let's just put that up on the shelf somewhere." Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, remember this one? "It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling. Oh, come on now. It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night." Now you know why we used to run around the church, don't you? Because by the time you've gone doing all that about joy, you're thinking, man, I got to put some feet to that. Amen? All right, it's bubbling. It's bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. Come on. Since Jesus made me whole, folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. Now this one, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Come on. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my spirit, says. Now you need to get a picture in your mind of something that's a mountain, you know? And what you need to do is say, you know, Lord God, not by my might, but by your spirit, says the Lord God. What did they speak to the mountain? Grace. They spoke grace to the mountain, which means the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my spirit, says the Lord. Now watch this and Bob. Well, God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in their hearts. And in this army I've got a part. High praises with the high praises of God in our mouth, and a two-edged sword in our hands. What are we going to do? We will march right up to the victor's side, right into Canaan. And you know what we would do? Well, God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hands. Oh, everlasting joy and gladness in their hearts. And in this army I've got a part. Come on, girls. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand, we will march right up to the victor's side, right into Cana. Come on, guys. God's got an army. God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in their heart. And in this army, I've got a part. With the high praises. High praises of God in our mouth. Edged sword in our hand. We will march right up to the victor's side, right into Cain. Woo! Glory to God, church. It's time the Church of God had fun again. Amen. Children love to praise and worship the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Get your breath now. Hallelujah. And remember this one. This is one of the first ones we learned. He brought me in. Come on. From the fields of sin, with his hand of mercy, he brought me in. Oh, look where I used to be. Oh, look out yonder where I have been. And I praise God, he brought me. More of you know that one. He brought me in from the fields of sin. With his hand of mercy, he brought me in. Just look out yonder where I have been. Oh, I praise God. Oh, I praise God. He brought me in. He paid a debt. Come on. He paid a debt. He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone just to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He brought me in. Come on, church. He brought me in from the fields of sin. With his hand of mercy, he brought me in. Just look out yonder where I have been. Oh, I praise God. He brought me in. He paid a debt. Come on now. He paid a debt. He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone just to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Now, for just a minute, I want you to lift your hands and just praise God. You know what? If you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're operating under that amazing grace today. And you know, it's not based on my behavior, glory to God. It's based on His grace and what He did for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm your child because of the blood of Jesus Christ and because we've accepted His mercy and His grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know, we were singing that song a little while ago, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Well, that's taken from a scripture from Zechariah chapter 4.
Yep.
And then we sung the song we just got finished. And now I sing Amazing Grace. Grace. Do you want me to tell you something? When that was written in Zechariah chapter 4. The prophet said to Zerubbabel, look in front of you. See that mountain? That mountain will become a plain to you, Zerubbabel. And you shall bring forth the capstone, shouting, grace, grace unto it. And you know, Sister Shirley used that scripture before weeks ago. And I was sitting there listening to her preach, and all of a sudden in my spirit I started seeing. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you know, there's so many people that don't speak grace to their mountain. They sit there and cuss it. They complain about it. They talk about how big it is. They talk about, woe is me, poor old me. Amen. Rather than saying, look, grace didn't just save you. Grace will move your mountains.
Amen. Amen.
Now, starting sometime later on, about October, on Wednesday night, I'm going to be teaching a series. And it's some of it will be stuff you've heard. Some of it will be stuff you haven't. It's going to be on Wednesday night, and it's going to be the teaching is the truth about grace. The truth about grace. You know, there's people out here, and you mention the word grace, and the first thing that, you believe more than people believe, you can just do anything, it don't matter as long as you've accepted Jesus. I didn't say that. But just because somebody has twisted and misinterpreted something doesn't take the truth out of it. For by grace are you saved. And by grace, amen, you'll move the mountain, because grace is not just an attitude that God has toward you. Grace is a power that God has placed within you to get everything done that He promised He'd do. And so, shout amazing grace. And now I sing amazing grace.
He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone just to wash my sins away. Come on now. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Some of you that just coming in wondering about the old songs we're doing is because all our praise and worship team's on vacation. But you know what? The thing, the word that God has brought out in our hearts, these are songs that stirred me up, that I sang. Oh, my goodness. Since the 19th, how many years? 40 years. The next one, Bob. There's a light shining forth.
There's a light shining forth. I can see it on the horizon.
Do you see that light, church?
It's the army of God. Preparing for war.
Come on now.
Come in conquering victorious o'er the army of Satan. Nothing shall stand before the army of God.
And you know what? We would go out of here and we'd feel like, you know what, we'd leave here and we'd go, all right, just take me to it. I can do it. You know why? Because this was in our hearts and this was in our souls. And we sang it and it was the word of God. It wasn't just flowery words. It was the word of God that we put to music. Yes.
And, well, of course, I've been here almost from the beginning, so I know all these songs. But the thing is, when things come, even now that I'm older, I can't remember all the songs we sing now, even the K-Love songs and stuff like that. I always remember these, and I remember because these were singing the Word of God. It's right out of the Bible. And, yeah, I don't know where they're at, or I might get the words mixed up, but I know it's down in my heart, and it's been there, and it just comes out. So what you put in is what comes out.
And I know this isn't on the list, Bob, but it's the same key. See, we used to do songs because I could only play in about three keys. And we would have our C songs, and we'd sing all. I'd have them all arranged, and you didn't change keys because it would interrupt the flow. And you went from one to the other. And then we'd move, and we'd change, and we'd go to F songs. And then we had B flat songs. And then we had a few minor songs in there. So, you know, it's amazing. You know, the things that God begins to bring back, that song will come back to me in a minute, so I guess we'll just move on to this one. But, you know, I had another song that came to me, but in the name of Jesus, Lord, let's just praise Him. Let's just magnify Him. Let's just praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for who you are and for what you've done for us, Father. We stand here today, Father, because of the victory. Because of the victory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's beginning to rain. To rain. Hear the voice of the Father. You remember that one? He's saying that whosoever will what?
Come and drink of the water.
Oh, He's pouring it out today, church. Come on.
He's promised to pour His Spirit out on His sons and His daughters.
If you're thirsty and dry, lift your hands to the sky. It's beginning to rain. I want to tell you a little song, a story about that song. Before we ever bought this place out here, this was a, how many remember when this was a restaurant here? And we've come out many a time. Of course, this part wasn't here, but the other part was. And the restaurant part was back through there, and where the Red Room, we used to call it, that was a square dance hall. And it had a concrete floor and a tin roof, and we used to have full gospel businessmen's meetings out here. And they would, you know, we would get our number of people that were going to be here, and, you know, I'm really going way back. And this is before. We were out here one night and it started raining. Well, this song was new about that time, and the whoever was leading the praise and worship got to sing, and the more he sang it, the longer it rained and the harder it rained, and we just kept on singing it. He's promised to pour his spirit out on his sons and his daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, lift your hands to the sky. It's beginning to rain. Let's sing it again. Come on. It's beginning to rain, to rain, to rain. Hear the voice of the Father. What's he saying to you today? He's saying that whosoever will come and drink of the water. He's promised to pour his spirit out on his sons and his daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, lift your hands to the sky. It's beginning to rain. Tell you what I want you to do. I want you, we're going to take up the offering. You may be seated. And Father God, I just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for the outpouring. I thank you for healing Danny. Thank you, Father God, that you've restored his heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, his heart is fixed, oh Lord. His heart is fixed. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus and all those, Father God, that you have attacked, I thank you for your mighty healing power. And Lord, I thank you that you said in your word, Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I thank you, Father God, that our souls are prospering here. The word is going in, Lord God, and it's your joy, and it's what you want for your children, to have abundant life. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Longing for you.
If you're free to do, just lift your hands where you are. And you know, these aren't just words. You know, as we commit ourselves, we started off today singing about, you know, you wake me up in the morning and you set my feet a-going. You fill me with your spirit. Now I speak in tongues and I praise you all the day. And you whisper in my ear. You know, you need to remind yourself about the presence of the Lord that's real. That He is with you. He is around you. He is in you as a child of God. And there is nothing you can do as a child of God that He will reject you and turn you away. And if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you come to Him. Accept what He wants to give you. New life. My goodness, who wouldn't want new life? The love of the Father that will never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, here we stand before you today. And I just ask, Father God, the presence of you, of the Holy Spirit, just come in. These old songs we've been singing, Father God, we've been declaring and proclaiming the Word of God and the victory in the name of Jesus. And now, Father God, we just pray for your Spirit to take over and begin to do the things in us that need to be done, Father God, as we yield our lives to you. Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Lay everything else aside today, okay? Hide me in your love. Bring me to May I know Jesus more and more. You know, the Lord says to tell you that He didn't call you as His child and then you just get out here and do it all yourself. The Lord says to tell you He called you to make you, to be in you, to work through you, and to do those things. Quit trying to do them on your own. Be led of the Lord. Do the things He says to do, says the Lord God Almighty. And just, you know, just take over. Are you tired? You know, are you tired? Are you weary? Quit playing with religion. You know, and come into the Father and say, here I am waiting. Abide in me. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more. We sing unto the Lord.
we sing unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. And he is Lord. There didn't be many services go by that we didn't do that one. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall would do this, would say, you're my Lord. You're my Lord. Come on. You're my Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you're my Lord. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. Come on. You desire, and I long to worship you. Do it again. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. David cried this out. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone. You
alone.
Come on.
Are my strength, my shield.
To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I what you're saying from right out of Psalms. You
alone are my strength, my shield.
To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship. Amen and amen. We've gone back in time today, hadn't we? I didn't do some of the wild ones. You may have thought I did some of the wild ones, but I didn't do some. We used to, you know, we used to start, I remember the first time we used to do this, we'd go, Abraham's blessings are mine. Remember that, Miss Martha? Abraham's blessings are mine. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. For Abraham's blessings are mine. All right, come on now. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I'm the head.
I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. For Abraham's blessings are mine. Do it again now. Will Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the field. For Abraham's blessings are mine. Now sing it again. Oh, Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I'm the head and not the tail.
I'm the
Come
head
on.
And not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
For Abraham's blessings are mine. Glory to God. Isn't it good? Don't we have a wonderful heritage?
Amen.
But I tell you what, the greatest thing that ever happened to me was when I was 12 years old. And in those old hymns, I didn't know what they meant then. Hallelujah. And we would sing, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious. Come on. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Listen to this one. For my pardon, this I plead. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing,
this I see.
Come on.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious, come on. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I tell you what, wherever you go, use the name of Jesus and claim his blood, and
Amen.
You won't fail. You know that? Now, they want us to put those things away. They want us to discount the blood of Jesus Christ and not use his name, and you'll be all right. But I tell you what, that's the only way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through me. Amen. Well, that's been your Sunday school lesson today. Hey, some of you that didn't know them, you kind of got into them, didn't you? Amen. Let's just pray. Father God, we just love you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for the joy that was set before you, Jesus Christ, and that was us. Thank you, Father, that it's joy unspeakable and full of glory that we can talk about you for what your saving grace has done in our lives today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, and everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you. See, I had to recruit Miss Phyllis because she's been here longer than anybody else, and I knew she knew every one of the songs. And Miss Sherry and Pastor, I knew they knew the songs, you know. You've been here 19 years.
So only two of the songs. God's Got an Army and the one you just did. But the rest of them were before 19 years ago.
They were before Ricardo Hughes, right? Yeah, so if my son-in-law would have been here, he'd have just stood there and said, that was before me, right? Yeah, amen. Well, I tell you what, God is good all the time, and I've got some preschoolers here that I'm going to take. Everybody else stays in here today, and then I'm going to turn it over to Pastor. Thank you, Miss Phyllis. Did you have fun? Thank you, Brother Bob. We did it. Glory to God. The Lord did it, didn't he?
Amen.
I'll tell you something funny. We were going over these songs Wednesday night.